Good morning, 812 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Arida, Tyler Gumnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Well, it's a time where you got time to do something. Might as well get a little exercise in, right? Make you feel better about yourself. Joining us to talk more about that, he is a Rova High School graduate, a graduate of the University of Illinois as well, and he is currently the owner of Push Private Fitness in L.A. We've had him on the air before numerous times. I like to call him the trainer to the stars, as he still does train some Hollywood types, some celebrities, musicians, and whatnot. As we welcome in the owner of Push Private Fitness, Chad Landers. Chad, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. Well, thanks so much for joining us here. I know it's you know, we were just talking off the air about it's strange here, things going on, I guess, no matter where you are. But when you're in the city the size of L.A., it's got to be really bizarre to have it, you know, more or less shut down.
Yeah, it's really strange. I mean, I guess if you're looking for a silver lining, there's no traffic. And by that, there's also very little, you know, in the way of smog and that kind of thing. So, you know, on the one hand, it's probably the most beautiful you'll ever see the city of L.A., you know, clean air, no noise pollution, all that. But obviously, it's for a very, you know, scary, serious reason. So, you know, I'd rather have it back to normal soon.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, if you're going 10 miles, you get there in 10 minutes as opposed to 2 hours.
Well, exactly. It's like, you know, back home, you know, you can measure stuff in mileage. Here, we normally measure stuff in time, but now we could do it, you know, just like I did growing up.
Right, absolutely. All right, well, during this time, obviously, those of us doing what we're supposed to do, the stay in place and the social or physical distancing, you know, a lot of people getting a little stir crazy in the house. I know we've talked to a couple mental health professionals this week and last week, and kind of talking about one of the things that's good for you is to kind of get into a routine. And if your routine already included exercise, you might have gotten away from it. Or if it didn't, it might be a really good thing to add at this point. Kind of talk, Chad, about the benefits of exercise, and you know, I guess even if nothing else, as a stress reliever during this time.
Sure, absolutely. Well, even, you know, before COVID-19 and all this, you know, I would tell my clients that being physical is one of the best ways to reduce anxiety and stress that we have, you know, barring medication. And so it's really underutilized, I think, for that, because a lot of people just don't realize maybe they haven't worked out or done anything real physical since high school, sports or something like that. So initially, it can seem very daunting, though, if you haven't been doing something, because it's so far removed from maybe what you thought of as exercise when you were a teenager. So I just suggest that people start somewhere, start anywhere. Walking is a great thing. And the good thing, especially back there for your listeners, is there's a lot of wide open spaces out there, so you can still practice your social distancing and get out in nature. Just being outside in nature actually has added benefits to reducing stress on top of the fact that you're exercising. So the biggest thing you just need to do is make sure that you're walking at enough of a pace, or maybe you're walking in some of the more hilly areas or whatever, that allows you to get your heart rate up, because the real benefits are when we get that heart going. So, yes, walking of any kind is still better than sitting and plopped in front of the TV and listening to casualty numbers all day.
Right.
But try to get out, get your heart rate up. It's okay to do it multiple times a day. Now that we've got all this time on our hands, and instead of thinking of it as something that you need to go out and walk for a half an hour or an hour, you could say, you know what, I'm going to get up in the morning, I'm going to go take a 10-15 minute walk, just to clear my head and start my day, and then deal with all I've got to deal with. And then maybe you do it in the afternoon and or again in the evening. So there's no real right or wrong answer in how to do it, as long as you're doing it. So this is an ideal time, I think, for people who have said they're too busy to work out, which is always an excuse. You know, it's usually it's just not a priority enough to do it. Well, now, so many things are taken off of your plate because you can't do much else, that it's an ideal time to start to get into that habit. So for me, I would rather somebody start doing a little something every day just to get into the habit. Even if it's, like I say, a 10-minute walk every morning, I'm going to get up, get out, go for a walk, come home, shower, start my day, just as if they were going to work. And like you said, set themselves on a schedule. I'd much rather them do that than think that they've got to have some, you know, 3 days a week set in stone, hour-long slog that they have to try to somehow go through with a makeshift at-home gym. You know, just get up and do something on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I guess maybe if there's somebody who hasn't been doing that has been sedentary, what better time to start?
Exactly. You got to, you know, try to make lemonade out of lemons, and this is obviously a horrible, stressful time we're all going through. And, you know, normally I would be like, well, you know, you just got to try to get through it. But there are things that we can do to try to make this time productive and less damaging on our psyche and on our physicality. And so being active during this is one of those. And they're difficult for people who may have already been going to a commercial gym regularly and are used to getting, you know, a pretty full, extensive workout. That's a little bit harder because all of a sudden they're regressing. It's not that, you know, walking is going to be a good start for them because it's so much less than they've already been doing. So they have to come up with, you know, ideas and ways whether they have to. I have a lot of clients that normally would come into my gym that are now having to train at home. So I have them get, you know, exercise tubing and bands and things like that on Amazon so it can be just delivered right to their house. They don't have to go out and try to shop in person or anything because no stores are open anyway.
Right.
So, try to, you know, get that stuff in their house, and, you know, we doesn't have to be perfection. And a lot of times people who are real kind of workout nuts were always trying to figure out this perfect workout and done a certain way with certain exercises. Like, no, this all bets are off here. We just need to do something and keep as much physicality as we can in there with what we've got. And that could be, you know, gallon milk jugs for weights or whatever. I mean, your body doesn't know a milk jug from a dumbbell. All it knows is weight. So anything and everything is a possibility. And, you know, for me growing up, it was just growing up on a farm. So I was carrying, you know, buckets of corn and bales of hay. So I was probably stronger for high school football from stuff I did on the farm than anything I did in the weight room. So there's definitely ample opportunities back there to be physical and be outdoors and not feel like you have to be stuck in a gym that's not open right now anyway.
Chad Landers joining us here this morning. Rova High School graduate, University of Illinois graduate, and owner of Push Private Fitness in L.A. We call him the trainer to the stars because he has trained a lot of stars. one of the things, Chad, you mentioned, like, you know, whatever, because I was thinking about that with a gallon of milk, but that's, what, about 5 pounds for a gallon, something like that?
Yeah, it's probably right around six.
Okay.
So.
But even things like, just going back to basics, push-ups, sit-ups, different things you can do with triceps, like using your chair. There's a lot of stuff out there, and yeah, you're not necessarily going to build muscle, but that's a great way to tone and get a start or keep yourself toned up if you already are.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, once you've built a certain amount, like myself, I've been working out now, Jesus, for 40 plus years, probably since I got my first set of dumbbells. And so I can do very little and maintain for the most part. I'm not maybe going to have my peak strength levels like when I'm, you know, competing in bench press competitions or whatever, but by and large, with very little activity, I can maintain, you know, my muscular size and most of my strength. So yeah, it's right now it's not about trying to set the bar super high. It's about just making sure that you don't get, it's real easy to become sedentary, even when you've been very active previously. It just doesn't take that long, you know, 2-3 weeks. All of a sudden, if this thing extends, you know, through May or into June, you can regress quite a bit if you don't just try to do a little something. But if you're doing, you know, just a little something, couple times a week with the resistance training stuff, three if you can, and getting up and walking or if you have a bike or whatever on a more daily basis, you're going to weather the storm a lot better, I think, both physically and mentally.
Remember that clothes hanger in the corner? It used to be a Bowflex or a treadmill or a bike, whatever it was. Good time to get that out, maybe.
Absolutely. There's a lot of that stuff that I think people probably thought they would never use that now is looking really good. So, yeah, if you've got anything like that at home already, ideal time to put all the stuff that's hanging on it away and use it.
You know, one of the great things, Chad, is, like, for instance, I know the Knox County YMCA here, they've got available connections online to do some of their fitness classes that people actually would do at the Y. Hey, you can pull it up on your computer or smart TV or whatever and still do those things like that in your home for some cardio and a little, like I said, a little resistance training. Is there, I'm guessing there's a lot of resources. Do you have, like, on your website for Push Private Fitness, do you have anything like that, tips available for people?
Yeah, actually, I'm do most of my stuff on social media.
Okay.
So whether people were on Instagram, I have an Instagram TV videos that I've been putting out. They're a little bit longer videos lately. And I usually post those on both Chad Landers and Push Private Fitness. But if people are interested and they go to my pushprivatefitness.com website, at the bottom of the main page, you'll see there is a sign-up form there, and they can put their email in and their name, and they just will select whether they're a fitness enthusiast or I have a lot of younger, you know, personal trainers that are interested in mentoring by me and stuff. So you would just pick fitness enthusiast and sign up for that list, and then I can actually send stuff, you know, email stuff to them. I've got an app that I actually have worked with a lot of clients that I grew up with back home. In getting them in shape and losing body fat and all that kind of thing before all this happened. But I also have some free stuff as well, that I'm happy to share with people who sign up for the email list. So that's definitely an option if people are interested.
Yeah, that is kind of a cool thing. If you're wanting to hire a personal trainer, but you're not necessarily into going to the gym, there you go. You have that option available for people. I know I've talked with one of your clients last summer, and he said, oh, it's great that he's in better shape than he had been for years and years and years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I won't name any names just in case they're reluctant to.
That's why I didn't either. But his father was a chemistry teacher back then.
Absolutely. Well, he's actually done the best. I've done a few people who were like roughly my age or a year or two younger. That, you know, we were on the football team together and that kind of thing. And all of them had really good luck. But the person you're talking about in particular lost 90 pounds and completely changed his life. And we did that all virtually, all online. Now, obviously, one of the biggest things that we did was address diet. And now I think is an ideal time, even though, as we were talking about off the air, it can be a dangerous time because we're more sedentary and, you know, we're trying to, you know, support your local, you know, pizza place and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a dangerous time. We can add weight, but it's also an ideal time. Again, we tend to not want to learn things like how to weigh and measure food and use a food scale or track it using an app like MyFitnessPal when everyday life is going on because we're just too busy and we just can't do it and it seems very daunting. Well, now that you've got time, it's an ideal time to learn how to use a food scale and what are portions of food. What is a proper amount, actually? And if you do that now while you're shut down anyway, by the time all this is over, you won't need to use the food scale anymore. You'll have an idea of, okay, this is what proper portions are. This is actually something that maybe you thought was a great source of protein. Like a lot of people use peanut butter as they think, oh, I'm going to get protein in. And peanut butter is really just a high fat source that happens to have a little bit of protein in it. So by using a food scale and an app like MyFitnessPal, you start to create more awareness over what you're eating and what you actually need, and it becomes a lot easier because then you're in control. It doesn't seem like that you're just at the mercy. I just don't understand why I can't, you know, lose weight. And that was really with, you know, the guy we're talking about. I never told him what foods he could or couldn't eat. I never put him on a diet, didn't give him a food menu. I said, all I want you to do is weigh and track your food, and if you eat it, it gets logged, you know, but I don't care. I make no judgments. If it's pizza, if it's whatever, you know, do your best to log it and put it in. And eventually you start realizing that you're in complete control of this, and it's okay to have pizza and this kind of stuff. You just may need to have you know, one or two slices instead of four or five, or you may, you know, need to have it less often or whatever, but nothing is off limits. It's just, you know, in the proper amounts. And eventually, once you start to see that scale go down, and you start to realize, oh, wow, this makes a big difference, you'll start making better choices naturally, because you just see the cause and effect. I have this and I get this result. So now is an ideal time for people who are interested in doing that. And I understand that if, you know, it's just too stressful, and if you got, you know, a whole bunch of kids at home, and it's hard enough to just try to keep them entertained, now may not be the appropriate time. We don't want to add to anybody's stress right now. But for those of you who have the time and the interest in trying to learn more about, you know, proper nutrition and losing body fat, now would be an ideal time to do it, because you've got the time.
So I was just thinking, so I should only eat 2/3 of the 1-pound burger with 4 different cheeses and fried stuff on it and bacon. Is that what you're saying? By portion control? No, I know you. No, I get it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, because let's say I'm starting out with somebody who's severely overweight, and let's say their diet is just completely what people would think of is off the charts. And I'm going to be extreme here just to prove a point. Let's say they were eating, you know, a box of cereal in the morning and a whole pizza at lunch and, you know, 5 Big Macs at dinner. Well, I would get results from them by going to a half a box of cereal, a half a pizza, and 2 Big Macs at dinner, because I'm controlling their calories that way. Now, it may seem absurd to recommending they eat cereal, pizza, and Big Macs, but that's not the point. The point is in the beginning to get things started. And by controlling portions, even if the foods aren't ideal, we'll start to see fat loss. And once we start to see that, then people can start to make better choices. But initially, somebody who's going from a really poor diet, they're going to balk at saying, well, I'm just going to eat chicken breast and vegetables. They're not going to do it. So we need to meet them where they are and have some little victories along the way. And all of a sudden, once people realize nothing's off limits, everything's within your control, they'll usually start making better choices for themselves.
Chad Landers is the owner of Push Private Fitness. He's a Rova High School graduate, University of Illinois graduate, and out in L.A. now. We call him the trainer to the stars because he does do that. You know, one of the things I was thinking about, you know, you hear, this is especially with runners, but I'm sure it's with other source of exercise, those endorphins that kick in. And, you know, with runners, they call it the runner high or runner's high or whatever. Where does that fit in with just exercise in general? Does that, you know, no matter what you do, can you get that feeling? Because I know you do feel better about yourself no matter what you're doing. But while you're exercising, whether it's walking, or does it have to be something a little more strenuous to get those feelings?
Well, you know, even in track in high school, I was not the world's greatest runner. So I never probably pushed running hard enough to feel any runner's high from it myself. But yeah, typically you do need to have a little bit more of those, you know, higher intensity levels to feel that kind of rush. But that doesn't mean that lower intensity levels aren't beneficial for, you know, lowering anxiety and improving mood and that kind of thing. It's just probably not going to be that jolt that you would think of from getting that runner's high.
Yeah, I guess not running any more than 200 meters, that would have never happened for me either. That's far enough. I'm stopping here.
Like 300-meter low hurdles, and that was like it. I was done.
Yeah, I couldn't, because that, I mean, yeah, the hurdles and that the extra 10 meters wasn't the big deal. It was going over the hurdles for an extra 10 meters. Like, yeah, no, I'm dumb. I'll just finish at 200 meters with no obstacles, no barriers at all.
Well, I still have some cinders in my knees falling over some hurdles.
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of people that don't understand what that means. I remember having to explain to my kids, my older kids, when they were growing up, actually when my son was in junior high, and it's like, oh, one of their first meets, they were running out at Rova. It's like, oh, cinders. You get to run on cinders. Like, what's that? So you'll find out. Just don't trip and fall.
right?
see this black spot in my knee? Yeah, that's what senders are. Chad Lander is joining us here this morning, and Chad, thanks so much. Again, if you'd like maybe some tips, you can follow Chad on social media, either Chad Lander's or Push Private Fitness, and get some things. And there's a lot of other information out there online. I guess with that, Chad, you just need to be careful where to go and where you go and what information you pick up.
Absolutely. There's so much out there. It's a good and a bad thing. We can find out almost anything that's ever existed. We can find out about it. But there's also so much misinformation and myths and outright lies, especially in the supplement business, people trying to push supplements that aren't effective, have no backing on people. So, yeah, be careful where you get your info. I try to, be that calm voice of reason and tell people this is what the science says, and this is what you want to be careful about. So if people want to follow me on social media like that, I will definitely try to give them as good as info as I can find out there, and I'm always looking for newer information. Lucky I've been around for so long that I know all the best people I know a lot of researchers in nutrition. I know a lot of PhDs and teachers and that kind of thing. So I can kind of be that filter a lot of times for people that have no idea about this stuff and just don't know who to believe.
Chad Lander's, Trader to the Stars, and get out, just move, get out. If nothing else, just to make yourself feel a little bit better, get yourself away from social media, maybe away from the kids or the spouse, and just feel a little bit better about yourself. Just, the main thing, Chad, get up and move.
Absolutely. And, even if you are stuck at home with the kids, if you've got a Wii or something like that where you can play Wii sports with the kids or something like that, involve the family, get moving, just try to find a way to not be stuck in place all day.
Chad, thank you so much for taking some time with us here this morning. You and Karen, stay healthy, all right?
Thank you, too. I look forward to seeing you in person one of these days soon.